Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. Unstoppable. We are just a couple weeks away from the 10th anniversary of RAWF. Joining me this evening, as he normally does, the legend himself.
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder, and the touch of a world that is older. I turn the switch and check the number. I'll leave it on.
gentlemen, please welcome to South Bend, Indiana, home of Notre Dame, El Vacant. Good evening, El Vacant.
¿Cómo está, mi amigo? Hola.
Hola, hola, hola. Ah, it's a wonderful evening here in South Bend, and we are just 3 weeks away from Radiversary, the 10th anniversary of RAWF, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a few weeks away, and a lot going on at Radiversary, including the Hall of Fame inductions, which we'll talk about in just a few minutes. But El Vacant, how are you, sir? How are things? What's been going on with you?
I mean, not much. Just, you know, doing the tacos, making the monies, you know. Going on promotional tour for the company. Nothing abnormal.
Oh, that's good. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad things are going well. And that you're,
you know how many taco wrappers I've had to sign? It's really weird. It used to be like 8x10 glossies or T-shirts. No, now it's taco wrappers.
Well, you know, that stuff like that can be, you know, it's like napkins at restaurants, you know.
I mean, sure, but, you know, I make a lot more money if they buy the merch than if they buy a taco.
Well, yeah. But I understand, but, you know, some people, it's almost more special if it's something like a napkin or a wrapper or, you know, because just saying, I'm glad that you things are going well for you. And now a lot of things to talk about tonight going into Radiversary. We've got more matches now signed for the big 10th anniversary pay-per-view, and we'll go over those in just a moment. But we will start with the very, very early period rankings here. And El Vacant, you should have that list.
I do. He's not kidding. It's 4 out of 14 matches. This is super early.
Super early.
So I don't think we have any extra point winner or anything yet. I don't think.
Nope.
All right. So this is just clean numbers for the first 4 matches. Here we go. In 25th place, we have the Cougar. In 24th place, we have Wildfire. Oh, I haven't said that name in a while. In 23rd place, we have, this is going to be a fun name to say, Sassy Applebee's. It is a fun name. I like that, Sassy Applebee's. Let me say that again. Although apparently, according to last week, the name is actually Sassy Applebee's, but we'll, you know. I don't know. I like that one better. What about you? No? I got to go with the one on paper? Fine. All right. In 22nd place. Oh, hold on. That one caught me a little unprepared. I didn't see it was that early in the list. In 21st place, we have Karate Bunny. 20th place, we have the Immortal Griffith. Place we have, look at that, clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack. Hobo Ezekiel in 19th place. In 18th place, that's right, where there's smoke, there's fire. And where there's Fire Chief Bill. In 17th place, we have the most aptly named man in all of professional wrestling, the unsettled Christopher Cage. In 16th place, the man who's never seen a deal he wouldn't make, AF James. In 15th place, we have Simply the Best. In 14th place, we have our current world champion, Deez. In 13th place, a name I haven't said in quite some time, but he's up here in 13th, Big Effin' Hitman. In 12th place, we have Kane the Governor. In 11th place, one of my favorite names to say, Hotshot Chaz. In 10th place, we have the pure one, Uber Vegan. You know, he'd probably do better if he actually ate some protein. I'm just saying, just get some eggs in there, maybe some meat, you know, just to get bulk muscle. All right, never mind. All right, in 9th place, we have the Nightcrawler. In 8th place, working his way up those rankings, the Extreme Enigma, very hungry newcomer here to UFC. I almost said UFC. We're not UFC. We don't do that. We wrestle. RAWF. A newcomer here to RAWF, you know, and he's climbing up those ranks quick. In 7th place, and the name I haven't seen up here in a while, Knox Boogie. In 6th place, we have the Diesel Warrior. In 5th place, another name I'm not used to seeing up here, Bruce the Shark. In 4th place, we have the power player himself, Luke Cage. In third place, we have, oh, look at that. The fix is in. All right, where's, fine. Killer Neptune has somehow gotten his way up to third place with, you know, I don't understand. In second place, we have Blake motherfucking Bradley. And in first place, at four matches out of 14, is the Paragon of Greatness. So there you go. That is where we stand early on in this season.
Very early, too early to say that it, you know, this could definitely change several times over in the next few weeks. So very early, but nice to see some names we haven't seen for a while on that list, including Bruce the Shark, Sassy Applebee, bees, right?
I believe it is Applebee's.
Okay.
Like the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. And good to see Wildy getting off to a good start here in the first few matches. But we'll see what happens. Long way to go before those rankings are even close to being final. All right, let's get to some GM reports. I will start with the GM report I received earlier from the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, who cannot join us this evening. High voltage update. All tournaments are in the semifinals now, with two waiting on one for the finals. Anything goes update. Chris Cage, Nightcrawler, and Killer Neptune are all moving forward. Chris Cage gets a bye into the finals, which means Killer Neptune and Nightcrawler will face off in a Greco-Roman match. Match rules are only body slam, hip toss, and moves from the hold category are allowed. Last move before the pin must be a submission move from the hold category. No defense is allowed. All right, that from the First Lady of Anarchy.
That was very
complicated. Word has been that Unstoppabot has been busy, so no tag team report this evening. Nor have I heard from Razor, no Powerball report, which is all well and good, but there is someone here I think can give us a report. At least he didn't tell me he couldn't, so I'm going to assume he can. Ladies and gentlemen, our Ultimate Gauntlet GM, he is...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hourglass of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the grid to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches. Better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. Go and have your family slam. Fuck around, beat a neck, out of gram. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my steak. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleep. With no rats that creep in my flesh for weeks. And the maggot still sleep by the open wounds.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Paragon of Greatness, your Ultimate Gauntlet GM. Paragon.
This would have been the perfect opportunity to pop in and say there's no Ultimate Gauntlet report, but there is an Ultimate Gauntlet report because we had a huge setup going into the show last week. We saw that Nightcrawler was the one victory away from earning an Ultimate Gauntlet championship, and we got a breaking news mid-show when Conk defeated Nightcrawler and ended those hopes. However, Beer Krakenus Maximus was not able to keep up that momentum because the man lost after one match to Marquis de Sade. Marquis de Sade would go on to a second match against STB, and he would win that match. Marquis de Sade would then go on against the Extreme Enigma, also winning that match, putting his victory total at 3, but that's where Marquis' run would come to an end at the hands of Billy Gunn. Billy Gunn would then go on to a second match against Cougar that he has also won. And now, he's going fast, man. Bam, bam. And he's taking on the Immortal Griffith, who is really going to slow down that run, if you ask me.
Wow. Fast and furious was the gauntlet this week, to say the least. Goodness.
I'm just going to back up. What did you call Gonk?
Beer Krakenus Maximus.
That's gold. That right
why
there.
Why did you want to back up to the Krakenus Maximus?
Because that was hilarious. That's why.
I never mind.
Look, because I'm an ass man, okay? Bam, bam.
Oh, good Lord. All right, so that was the Ultimate Gauntlet Report. Thank you, Paragon, for keeping us up to date and cracking me up on live air. I appreciate that. All right. Ah, wow. I don't even know where to go from here. Where was I? Oh, yes. Tournament updates now, because I do believe we're done with GM reports. Let's turn to the big one, the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament, see how that's going. Right now we are in round three, so it's moving along. We are down to 32. We're down to the final 32. All right, so in that round through, we've got Minifee taking on Wildfire, Killa Neptune taking on Sassy Applebee's, Kitty Kabam taking on Uber Vegan TPO, Big Effin' Hitman taking on Marquis de Sade, Big Papa taking on Albatross Unlimited, Menzino taking on the Immortal Griffith, Money Sue taking on Mr. Prick, Hobo Ezekiel takes on Kayla the Governess, Damia taking on the true badass Billy Gunn, Dawn Shadow taking on Davila, Blake Bradley versus Deez. Wow, that's a big one. Psychotic Rage taking on Fire Chief Bill, Devilson taking on Nightcrawler, Mancunian Maniac taking on Mrs. Brew Menzino, Starshot taking on Papa Shaker, and Tremaris to the Bone taking on Nick Nitroglycerin. And there were a lot of RAWF stalwarts left in that field of 32. Almost everybody in that field has been in RAWF for quite a while. So I think there's a good chance we're going to get an RAWF winner again this year. So
could happen.
We shall see.
Could happen.
Could happen. But some big names still left in that tournament. And wow. So we are still a few weeks out from that even coming close to being finished, but still, it's moving on at a decent pace. Let's take a look at the Extra Points Tournament. Currently in the quarterfinals, winner, of course, gets 25 extra bonus points. And we have Hobo Ezekiel taking on Deez. We have Killa Neptune taking on Blake Evan Bradley. There's Paragon of Greatness has already moved on to the semifinals by defeating the Razor, and Diesel Warrior will face him in the semifinals after defeating Natalia Nitro. So some big names, according to that list you just read, almost everybody we mentioned was in that top 25 there, still left. So that's going to be huge for somebody this period, whoever walks out with that extra points tournament win. Let's take a look at the Arsehole of the Month. The winner will face the men's champion at Rataversary. It is in round four. The Hawkster Bully taking on Blake Bradley. Deez taking on Nox Boogie. The Razor taking on Toxic Megatron Avenger. Mancunian Maniac taking on Magnificent Michael. Paragon of Greatness has already defeated Conk. He moves on to the quarterfinals. Uber Vegan TPO taking on Papa Shaker, Crazy Serb taking on Simply the Best, and Prince taking on AF James. So still a ways to go there in the Arsehole of the Month. Let's take a look at the Biatch of the Month to see who will possibly face the Estrogen Champion at Rataversary. We are in the quarterfinals. However, three of those quarterfinal matches are over. DW will move on after defeating Kitty Kabam. Wildfire defeated Psy to move to the semifinals. And Crazy Mama defeated the Cougar. We are waiting on the reigning Estrogen Champion Mabel Hare against fellow Hall of Famer Davila to see who makes the final four. Very interesting how that's going to be playing out, El Vacant. Already three of the four competitors, actually all of them, doesn't matter which one of them wins between Maeve and Davila, you'll have either current or former Estrogen champion as the final four. Crazy Mama, Wildfire, and DW have also all been Estrogen champions. So, but then Maeve, of course, if she pulls the win out in the Biatch of the Month and wins the whole thing, she gets to choose her opponent at Rataversary. And who knows who she will choose. But very interesting how that's playing out.
I mean, I know who she won't choose.
Well, she can't choose you.
Right, but she makes me correct.
Well, I mean, thank you, Captain Obvious.
Technically correct is the best correct.
We're going to change your name to El Obvious.
Capitano Obvious, I believe.
All right. So, with that being said, let's take a look at some of the matches that have been signed for Rataversary thus far. And we mentioned a couple of these last week. The main event will be Deez defending the World Heavyweight Championship against the Immortal Griffith. And I do believe this will be Deez's toughest test because Griff seems very motivated. And almost every time we've seen him this motivated, moving his way up to this match, he usually gets his way and gets that title. And if he does so, that will be for the 9th time that the Immortal Griffith would be the World Heavyweight Champion. So this is the ultimate test, I think, for Deez. What do you think, Elwagon?
I mean, I think it's going to be a hell of a test. And I think, I mean, you're right. Usually when the Immortal One comes in on a mission, it's rare that he does not complete that mission. I think it's going to be a hell of a fight. I will say this, though. Deez gets past this barrier. That I think that cements him as a very serious, serious RAWF world champion.
It would cement him certainly as someone, you know, that you can't overlook. He's not just a fly-by-night world heavyweight champion. He means business. And, you know, ever since back in late 2022, when he called his shot and said, I am going to be world heavyweight champion, he has been near unstoppable in big matches. I mean, there is nothing. And you look at the people that have come at him, top with the Paragon of Greatness challenging him at Immortal and successfully. It certainly seems to be the last 4 months Deez has been at the absolute top of his game, and it may take if Griff doesn't beat him, I don't know who will. That's just how it seems
Good
to
point.
Be at this point. So that is going to be a hell of a match. For the Platinum Dragon Championship, Simply the Best will defend that title against AF James. That's going to be a good one as well. STB, of course, going to be inducted into the RAWF Hall of Fame, so some motivation. I'm sure he wouldn't want to lose that title on the same week he's being inducted into the Hall of Fame. But AF James...
I would imagine no.
But AF James seems to be also seems to be on quite a tear as of late, and it's going to be a matchup of tremendous proportions. What do you think?
I do think it is going to be a big matchup, but I think you're right. I think one's going to be a little more motivated than the other here.
Yeah, I definitely think STB will not want to lose that title on the same day that he's going to be inducted in the RAW Hall of Fame. It'd be kind of a bit of a letdown, but it has happened before. We will see what happens. But STB, I think, I give him a much bigger edge than just championship advantage. I think he's got some extra motivation. We found out this week Karate Bunny will defend the national title against...
Hi-ya!
Sorry, I jumped the... Sorry, Bunny. Didn't mean to interrupt you. Karate Bunny will defend the national title against DW, Diesel Warrior. And she is, of course, always a tough opponent. Who do you like between the Bunny and DW?
Look, I picked against Bunny last time, and I was wrong. So I'm gonna go the other way. I'm going to go with Bunny this time.
Going to go with the Bunny over DW. Well, DW seems prepared, seems ready I don't know that she knows exactly what she's going up against in the bunny, so we will see.
I'm not sure any of us know what she's going up against the bunny, though, like, it's, to be honest.
Yeah, true enough. True enough. Nightcrawler defend the Midnight Hobo Championship against fellow member of Anarchy, protege, if you will, in Hotshot Chaz, the Supernova, who suffered a bit of a setback last week when he was unable to beat the Extreme Enigma for the Superstars title, and he didn't take it well, I must say. Chaz did not take that loss well, and so he's got 3 weeks to get his mind right to challenge Nightcrawler for that Midnight Hobo title, and I'm sure Nightcrawler's not going to let him walk all over him. So who do you think? I mean, considering Chaz's mindset, does he have the mindset to be able to beat Nightcrawler at this point?
That is a good question. I haven't really spoken to him since his last pay-per-view. Look, the last pay-per-view is either going to make him doubt himself or make him double down and try even harder. And I think the answer to that question is the answer to the outcome of this match. I think if he doubles down and tries harder, I think he actually wins. I think if he starts doubting himself, I think he loses.
Well, we find out at Radiversary if Hotshot Chaz can get that victory he desperately needs, apparently, for his psyche, if you will. Then, going back, there we go. The Paragon of Greatness will defend the FUBAR City Championship in FUBAR City against the power player, Luke Cage. That one's going to be a great one, I think, El Vacant. Who do you like here?
I'm not really sure. I think that one's kind of a toss-up, to be honest. I feel like it's going to go down to who's having a better day. I think they're very evenly matched.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. I think Paragon, after a great victory over Strangleheart, has gotten his FUBAR City feet wet, if you will. And being in FUBAR City, always is interesting to see how that title match pans out. I agree with you. It's a bit of a toss-up, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's POG's match to POG's victory.
I will say this. If the Paragon that showed up at Immortal for that match is the same Paragon that shows up for this match, it will be Paragon.
Agreed. Agreed. Although, I mean, you know, Luke Cage, one of the pound for pound, one of the strongest people, if not the strongest person in RAWF, which could come into play, if you will. But we'll see. So, at a Triple Crown Championship match, we will see if this whole thing with Killer Neptune, the fix being in, is true or not, because he is in the Triple Crown Championship match against the Immortal Griffith, the reigning champion, and Blake Effin Bradley. Two men right now at the top of their games. You know, Blake coming off that incredible match at Immortal, despite it being a loss, it was still one of the more incredible matches we've ever seen in RAWF. And, of course, the Immortal Griffith, we know the role he's on. So if Killer Neptune does get a victory, is there something... I mean, does that prove that there is indeed some fix going on that is being suspected, and will I have to investigate?
I'm sorry, what? What are we investigating?
The fix being in. Killer Neptune.
Oh, I mean, what's the point of the fix? You're the fix. What were you, like, you investigating you? That's silly.
What?
The rumor mill is saying you're the fix.
What? That's no. That's not accurate.
I'm just saying what the rumor mill is saying. I'm not saying it's accurate. I'm just saying that a certain man is winning matches he has no right to win, and, you know, the people who are responsible for that apparently are the referees, and the referees all answer to one person. That person has glorious blonde hair. That's what the conspiracy out there is saying.
Well, they're absolutely wrong about that. I
think it's silly. I mean, first of all, you don't even like Killa. Why would you do that for him? And, you know, second of all, I honestly think it would take more organization than you have available to you right now. So, yeah, I don't think it's you.
Yeah, exactly. But I hate Killa. But, you know. All right. At any rate, so that one is going to be an interesting Triple Crown title match, to say the least. Who do you like? Will Griff retain the championship, or can Killa or Blake wrest that belt away?
First, I'm going to say I think this is the toughest challenge he's had since he's gotten that belt. I think this is, I mean, it's two people that both have given him very serious runs for his money in the past, and who have both, I believe, taken belts from him in the past. Or at least stopped runs at belts. I know that for sure. So, you know, these are two very serious competitors, and on top of it all, he's got a very important match at the end of that night, so I don't know how much he's going to be paying attention to this match. And the stuff that he's been doing up until this point, I don't think is going to work here. I mean, he's kind of, no offense to anybody, I feel like he's kind of waltzed his way through his title defenses up until now, and if he tries that, he's going to get smashed.
We find out at Radiversary, indeed, that is going to be a hell of a Triple Crown championship. Karate Bunny.
Hiya!
Defends the Multimedia Championship against Undertaker at Radiversary. I know who you're hoping for here. I have a feeling I know who you're going to pick. The Bunny to retain, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, don't count Undertaker out, though. Undertaker, that guy challenging Karate Bunny. Despite what people think of him, he is a tough competitor. He is somebody capable of winning championship gold in RAWF, as he's already proven. So that is your multimedia title match for Radiversary. And then, of course, there is the, I think they called it a bunny on a pole match or a rabbit on a pole match or something. But it's Karate Bunny taking on the Extreme Enigma in a special challenge match with more details to come. So that is what we've got thus far for Radiversary.
Yeah, I feel like I got to wait till I hear what those details are before I can judge how that match is going to go.
Yeah, agreed. I don't disagree with that.
If it's an anything goes, Fubar City, I'm probably going to go with Enigma. If it's a you can only kick each other match, I'm going with the rabbit.
Yeah, that's true. It could be just about anything. He did say that Karate Bunny could choose the tip. So, I mean, he did say that.
I kind of want to see that. I would think it would be hilarious if he came back and said, only kicks. No moves that aren't kicks.
You're right. That would be funny. You're right. That would be hilarious. That would indeed be hilarious. You may have just given him the idea. So
that's fine. I'll happily take credit.
I'm sure you will. All right. I still haven't received a message from Randy on what the card is for tomorrow's Superstars. So
Randy's slacking.
I don't know why, but we'll hopefully have that here in just a little bit. But tomorrow, Superstars does have two big matches signed for the Superstars Championship. The Extreme Enigma has to defend against the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, and in a special challenge match just signed earlier in the after-hours scene, Blake Bradley to take on Albatross Unlimited. Those two started yapping at each other. And, you know, I admire Albatross's guile, if you will, his gumption, his wanting to get himself ahead. But I think he may have picked the wrong person to get mad at here. What do you think?
I think this is either going to be the smartest or dumbest thing he's ever done to his career.
I don't disagree with that.
Like, look, if he manages to win that match, that's a huge name, fame catapult, right? It won't do anything to his ratings, won't do anything to his rankings, but it will give him validity, right? He'll have bragging rights that he did that. If he loses, he's going to get, well, the caca kicked out of him.
Yeah, because right now Blake is one of the, you know, one of the stronger opponents that he could choose.
Blake is one of those guys, like, if you piss him off, you're going to find out about it. Like, he's not just going to, like, if he's actually annoyed at this kid, he's not just going to go for the win. He's going to give him a beatdown.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
There's going to be some receipts in there, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. That is going to be an interesting matchup. Of course, if Albatross manages the upset, and I believe it would be an upset.
Absolutely. 100%.
It would definitely be an upset if Albatross can beat Blake Bradley tomorrow. So with that being said, if he does so, hey, kudos to him. That could indeed be the victory that he needed to get some confidence, get a momentum going. But if he doesn't, well, yeah, he may want to rethink his strategy. But all right. So with that being said, okay, good. Finally. Old Randy decided to finally grace me with a message here about tomorrow's superstars.
Well, that was
nice of him. Yes, isn't it, though? All right. Interesting. Could be an interesting night tomorrow in South Bend. So let's talk now about some of the other things going on at Radiversary and around this time, the 10th anniversary of RAWF. First of all, we got the Hall of Fame inductions happening, Hall of Fame induction ceremony happening at Radiversary. A very strong class, I think. We've got, first of all, the late, great Spicy McHaggis posthumously being inducted into the RAWF Hall of Fame. We do know that have at least one person speaking on Spicy's behalf, that being our own Mr. RAWF Judgment. We may have one or two more doing so as well. But Spicy going into the Hall of Fame, he was very instrumental and a major player in the early days of RAWF when he was here. And he's one of the people I miss the most. That have gone, you know, have passed away, just because his character was so boisterous. It was such a great, his personality was awesome. And I do think he was missed. I know you don't know a whole lot about him, El Vacant. But,
he was before my time.
He was a little bit before your time, but at the same time, I definitely think if you've been around when he was around, you would have been greatly entertained like the rest of us certainly were. But, he and Judgment had some classic matches at the first Immortal, I believe the second Immortal as well. So, and Spicy, I do believe, also was one of Judge's early Candy Cane on a Pole matches. So Judge remembers him fondly, not only one of his bitterest rivals, but one of his closest friends was Spicy McHaggis. So, Judgment will be one of the people speaking on Spicy's behalf at Radiversary at the Hall of Fame inductions. Our good friend Mark Caliber, going into the RAWF Hall of Fame. And, you know, he is also, as I've said before, he's taken us on a roller coaster ride of just the adventures of Mark Caliber here in RAWF are well documented. The going from the Joker to the Crow to Cactus Josh and all the other things that he's gone through, the feud with Paragon of Greatness a few years ago, which ended at Immortal in that Pandora's Box of Fun match. It was Mark is always keeping us guessing and always entertaining us, to be sure. And I think he definitely deserves this honor. What's your thoughts on Mark Caliber? Think about his RAWF career. What do you remember most about Mark Caliber?
I remember the night he showed up on air the first time, painted up like that crazy clown with that insane laugh, and the complete shift in personality from just days before. And it took me a moment to realize that it was him. The look on his face changed him so much. I had to double take to realize it was Mark. And I'll be honest, that era of his career was one of my favorites to watch. I mean, it's creepy, but man, was it it pulled you in.
Yeah. He's definitely kept us entertained. There's no doubt about it. We never know what's going to happen with him from one day to another, and so it is certainly, and I think a very well. I'm glad he's going in. I think it's about time, and hopefully, don't know what night or who will be inducting him into the RAWF Hall of Fame, but Mark Caliber is going to be a member of that class. And then, of course, we've got the greatest male voice in all of Unstoppable, the great Red Dragon, going into the Hall of Fame. While we may not have seen him much, he did have one of the most dominant couple of years there when he was active in RAWF. Plus, he's done so much behind the scenes that he certainly deserves this accolade. And I know you love Dragon. Talk to me about your best memories of the Great Red Dragon.
So when I met him, he had just come back from a hiatus. He came on radio. He was doing a lot of that. And then he went back to the ring. So I really met him more as a personality than I did as an in-ring performer. And I immediately liked the guy. Like, I thought he was, he had the voice and the attitude to be a great commentator, right? And that's a thing. Everyone thinks they can do it, but it takes a certain, how the French say, je ne sais quoi. And he had that. And then he went back into the ring. And I'll be honest with you, I really thought like, oh, this guy's going to be all talk, no fire. Like, there's going to be no nothing here. And then he very rapidly proved me wrong. Like, this guy was coming into the, in the top two or three month after month after month. He was able to back up the talk, and that is also very rare. Someone who can talk the talk and back it up. I think this is from my research into his previous career. I actually think this is probably a little overdue, and I'm glad to see it happen.
Agreed. And he will be inducted into the RAWF Hall of Fame by fellow RAWF Hall of Famer Susie the Elf, and that will happen on Sunday night, May 14th, and I'm very much looking forward to that, extremely much, because that's going to be fun. All right, and then we have the tag team, Swords and Scimitars, the longest reigning tag team in RAWF history, an extremely dominant team. L. Vacant, you can't love them or hate them, and most people hate them because it is the Teflon Sheik and Claymore. You can't argue that they knew what they were doing in that ring when they were defending the tag team.
Oh, I could argue it. I'd be lying, but I could argue it.
Yeah, you could argue it, but you'd be lying. Exactly. Their run, their near two-year run with those titles was incredible. And so it well deserved, even though, and we, it sucks because we will never see it again because the Teflon Sheik RAWF career is over at the hands of Hobo Ezekiel at Immortal. But It is the, yeah, it is going to be a happening. Yes, yeah, Paragon's right. SNS is going to be a speech to watch, that's for sure. Yes. Unfortunately, he's probably right, because we know, we have an idea of probably some of the things that they're probably going to say. But and then the last member of this year's class of the RAWF Hall of Fame, he is simply the best. Former world champion, current Platinum Dragon champion, several time men's champion, and various other titles thrown in there. Plus, he will be the first member of the RAWF Hall of Fame to have won the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament, unless somebody, somebody from the current Hall of Fame wins it before Radiversary, which I, you know, is supposed.
That seems unlikely.
It seems highly unlikely, but STB will be the first member of the RAWF Hall of Fame to have won the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. So, all this aside, he's been quite the stalwart in RAWF over the years, but he's really come on to his own over the last 2.5 years, and I think this one, just as much as all the others, is well deserved, and STB will be inducted into the RAWF Hall of Fame by Mithras the Title Machine on Sunday, May 14th. So congratulations to all of those Hall of Fame members. Of course, as I said, the Hall of Fame induction will happen on Radiversary weekend, live from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, a.k.a. FUBAR City. All right. So a couple other things. We're going to be doing for the 10th anniversary. Somewhere down the line, I'm going to make a tournament, a 10th anniversary tournament of some sorts with the interest. Hopefully some, it'll be probably like 10 million coins on the line or something to represent the 10-year anniversary. Just things I'm throwing around in my head. But one thing I certainly am going to do is try to pass out a bunch of artwork, if you will. El Vacant, did you see what I passed you earlier? Did you see what I sat on your set?
Yeah, I did. I did. It was great. I liked it. Thank you.
Yes. That is what we're going to be handing out here sometime in the near future. I can't give you an exact date. Could be tomorrow. Could be later this week. But going
to
be passing out.
You want me to share it with the green room so they can see?
Not yet. No.
Okay.
I showed you so that you weren't going to sit there and like, well, what's he talking about? You know, but.
All right. I don't ask. That's why I asked before I shared it.
Yeah.
That's for you guys.
And I want to credit some people for helping me out on that. They know who they are. They've been a tremendous help on this project for that artwork. So a shout out to them. They know who they are, and I appreciate it very, very much. Going to try to get those passed out or start passing them out very soon. But they're still being worked on. So at any rate, we're going to try to come up with some other stuff to do for the 10th anniversary. But right now, got that project in the works, possibly going to be a tournament, and we'll see what happens after that. But 10 years, ew, boy. All right. I think it's time to bring in someone who's been here for the entire 10 years, aptly named Mr. RAWF, because he was one of the first ones in the door here in RAWF. Got a lot to talk with him about. I believe he's here. Let's talk to Mr. RAWF, the Puppet Master.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
is the one and only Judgment. Judge, are you there?
Hey, what's up? I'm big.
Speak up, buddy. I can't quite hear you.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
There we go. We hear you now. Hey, Judge. How you doing tonight,
what's
sir?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
So, Judge, 10 years now. It's almost 10 years to the day. Almost 10 years to the day. When you gave me the company that has become RAWF, and I know I've thanked you a million times over the years, but we'll do it one more time. Thank you, sir, for you know, for that incredible gift that became what it has been. And you've had some memorable moments in RAWF yourself over the past 10 years, including early on, and you know, the first Immortal against Spicy McHaggis, your friend slash enemy, if you will, and somebody that you will have a part of inducting into the RAWF Hall of Fame here in just 3 weeks. What are your thoughts on all of that? I know it's an emotional subject for you, but Can you at least walk us through what you're thinking is going to happen?
You know, the thing with Spicy, Spicy was a champion. He was a legend, and it was an honor to face him back to back to back to back at Immortal. He made sure that he'd come here every Immortal, and we always had, whether it was me pinning him in the popcorn machine at Falls Count anywhere. So we had the scaffold match where he destroyed me in the scaffold match. You know, we set prestigious amount of different memorable matches between us. And he's overdue. This is something that's going to be an honor to do and well-deserved, and I can't wait to do it. And, you know, we just had some great times, and, you know, there would be another one like him. And even to this day, when I hear that, them bagpipes, I still freak out. I kind of still get goosebumps and kind of look over my shoulder. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Indeed, indeed. Certainly is. And, it's probably a bit overdue, but Spicy definitely deserves it. He was very integral in the early days of RAWF, a big to-do, if you will. Always enjoyed having him, and he's certainly very much missed. One of the biggest personalities that I've ever known here in all of Unstoppable, not just RAWF. So we lost a great one when we lost Spicy. But you've had other memorable matches over the years, no doubt about it. What matches stand out? Besides Spicy, what other matches from your career stand out here over the last 10 years? We're talking about you now.
Facing the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, Paragon, and that group, Uncle Frank, the Beast, the Monster. The feud I had with them, which was actually pretty good. I mean, we did a good job on it. We worked it. Griffith, you know, being the men's champion and being the first one to go out and tell the people this is what he wanted when he was asking people to sell their self to get a match. No one was selling their self, so I went in and showed them how to do it, and I got the match. Of course, I ended up losing, but still, I mean, some of those, and that's been one of the big highlights. And then, of course, winning the world championship from Bubs at that time, solidified me right there as a champion. And then becoming the 17th time men's champion. I mean, come on. That record speaks for itself right there. I know it's not 17 times, but still, it's fun to do it. And people message me, how did you get 17 when the company's only been there 10? Well, you know, you win it twice in a year. There you go. Two times a year, something like that. Paragon counts 23 times, yeah.
I think he's maybe adding the last two times you mentioned it. I think he said 17 one time, then 60. Yeah. So, but at any rate.
So.
But yes, we
had a bunch of stuff here. We had some good times here in RAWF. Can't wait for the next 10 years to see what happens. We had some times that I wish we could forget, but they're we can't forget them, but we can overlook them.
Agreed, Judge. Agreed. And you are planning something special for Radiversary. You haven't really given many details. Is that still a work in progress? How are the preparations going for that?
It is in progress. I just need to get with you and get your approval on it. And once we get the approval on it, I'll be able to announce it. I would like to announce it before Radiversary, but I just have to get your approval on it and whether it's a go or not. And if it's not, okay, then we can work. I'll try to think of something else. But if it is a go, then it's going to be something that's going to, I think, really – it's going to be something that's going to, for RAWF, it's going to be exciting. I think this will be a really exciting thing that happened.
All right. Well, I'll make sure I get with you about that here as soon as ASAP so that we can figure out if you can go forward with it or not. So, but
right,
that being said, Judge, as I mentioned a little while ago, Randy has sent me the lineup for tomorrow, and you will be taking on the Crippler tomorrow on Superstars in South Bend. So.
Ah, okay. So I'm facing the Crippler. Chris
the Crippler. No, not that Crippler.
Not that Crippler. Okay.
Not that Crippler.
I was going to say it would have been an easy match if it was. So wrong.
That was wrong.
It was too soon, but okay, it was fine. It was
well.
I'm sure there's some people back there laughing. I imagine Paragon's giggling under his mask about that right now. But Paragon's like, that was a good one, Judge.
Now I don't know.
Somewhere Grill's probably in the background. Somewhere Grill's probably in the backstage slapping his forehead like, I can't believe he just said that. So it's, yeah.
All right. So with that being said, Judge, anything else you wanted to bring up or mentioned or talk about?
That's it right now in the Hatfield-McCoy tournament. We do have the Final Four going on. Get that out real fast. We have DW. It's facing Psychotic Rage. Dream of Heart is facing Christopher Cage. That's in the semifinals. And then the winner of that will go on. And the winner of that will go on to face Conk at Radiversary.
That is an interesting Final Four. Definitely interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Judge, thank you for your time tonight. And we will talk. Like I said, you and I will get together and we'll discuss your plans for Radiversary and see if we can indeed make it happen or whatever is going through your mind right now, which... Scare the death out of me. I was used to be, but you've been doing pretty good as of late, so I'm not as nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point, Elvin.
I mean, I've got some pretty good stuff going on right now.
All right, thank you, Judge. And
later, bye.
All right, so I think we're gonna take a quick song break here, Ruth. L Vacant, and when we return, we will talk with the likes of the Immortal Griffith. I'll talk more with the Paragon of Greatness, and I believe Maeve is here as well. If anyone else wants to join us tonight, you see the numbers at the top of the screen. The guest call in is 646-478-0073, and or you could call in via Skype if you pay for Skype. So. With that being said, we'll be back in just a few moments. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
I'm going to run to the truck. You want anything?
Yeah, I'll take a couple. Oh, surprise me.
Gimme some time to think. I'm in the bathroom looking at me. Facing the mirror is all I need. Wait until the reaper takes my life. Never gonna get me out of life. I will live a thousand million lives. My patience is waning. Is this entertaining? My patience is paced a million times. Drown out the voices in the air, leaving the ones that never cared. Picking the pieces up and building to the sky. My patience is waning, is this entertaining? My patience is waning.
In the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast. Yeah, toast! Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if it pops too soon, press down again, make toast. Yeah, toast! No! For many years now, I've been a booster for the browning of the bread inside a toaster. If it gets burnt, I just start hollering. Cause don't you know I'm black toast intolerant? Burnt toast! Smoky toast! Oh, oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissante, Chevy Corvette. Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie Baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast! In Chicago, or in a square of mine. Yeah, toast! Yeah. Toast.
Hey, Acid, what's that you're drinking over there?
Oh, I'm drinking Midnight Hobo.
Midnight Hobo? I thought you swore that off after the last time.
I know, but, you know, I'm constipated, and it helps.
Yes, I'm sure it does. I remember the last time you had it. It was rather, explosive.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know what's in it, but it gets you drunk, and it tastes good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Midnight Hobo, we'd tell you what's in it, but we don't want shifty taste.
Oh, I can tell you what's in it, you know, but you have to keep it on the down low. Okay, so you take a little...
Remember, Midnight Hobo, it goes down like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit.
To satisfy your Midnight Hobo cravings...
Oh, give me some finger nitrogen and a Q-tip.
Join us at Happy Hours on Saturday nights on Blog Talk Radio and at CSW... Cajun Swamp Wrestling.
Midnight Hobo. How you doing?
A classic commercial starring several RAWF Hall of Famers. Shifty, Susie the Elf, the Great Red Dragon was in there, and just, and of course, Acid Rain, who was not a Hall of Famer, but still, we miss, that's another guy kind of misses, Acid Rain, the first person to ever hold RAWF gold here in RAWF history way back 10 years ago. Wow. It has been quite a ride. Al Vacant, are you there? You back from the truck yet?
I am here. I got the, hold on. Here, I got you, I got you two beef tacos. Burrito. What is that? What do I got here? Oh, what did I get? Oh, yeah, burrito of greatness. There you go.
Awesome.
I got something else in here for you. What is this? Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I got you that, remember you really liked that Mexican pizza we were making for a while there? So,
oh, yeah.
I had the ingredients all ready, so it's not really on the menu anymore, but I had them whip one up for you. So here.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Quite the feast. Gonna have quite the feast here. All right. So with that being said, let's start now with some of the man who's going to have a hell of a Radiversary. Not only will he be defending the Triple Crown Championship, probably the Powerball Championship as well. And, of course, challenging for the World Heavyweight Championship. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. Gentlemen, he looks to be a 9-time RAWF World Champion come Radiversary, as well as possibly still the Triple Crown Champion and what all the other titles, tag titles, Powerball, you name it. Griff, good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. Well, that smells really good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, it does. I got another chupa of greatness in here if you want one. I mean, yes. All right, here you go. All right, I'll put this aside for after the interview, but thank you.
Let's get the interview out of the way. I'm trying to not eat too here, so let's just. But at any rate, Griff, we do not know what's going to happen with Powerball or the tag titles at this point. We do know of two matches you definitely have, that being the Triple Crown. Let's start with the Triple Crown Championship. You now know your opponents are Killa Neptune and Blake Bradley. El Vacant mentioned earlier he thought it would be the toughest challenge you've had as Triple Crown Champion. Would you disagree with that or agree with that?
I mean, I feel it's a little disrespectful to my previous opponents. I think they've all been very quality matches. I mean, that being said, I mean, yeah, this is probably a little harder than those just because of the combination. You have two people that, while they're not going to work together, they're also not going to be distracted by each other. Like, I don't feel like they have any issues with each other that's going to make them go after each other and ignore me, which I have used to my advantage before. I don't feel like either one is going in trying to prove something, so they'll, you know, try to get their other opponent out of the way so that they can take me on one-on-one. I think this will be a more classic three-way match, to be honest, against, frankly, two very good competitors, regardless of what people are trying to say about Killa.
He's quite good.
I mean, it's not like this whole fix thing. I mean, it's not like he's never been, never had this kind of run before. I mean, he's an REW Hall of Famer for a reason. It's not like he's not capable of this. So white people all of a sudden are saying that the fix is in and that I have anything to do with it is beyond me. But what I do know is that when he's motivated, when he's at the top of his game, he's a very tough competitor. And then we know Blake Bradley, you know, he's been at the top of the rankings for quite a while since his entry into RAWF. He's already held the Platinum Dragon Championship, among other things. So he's no slouch as well. You know, I personally, this is just, and I don't mean to be disrespectful of any of your previous opponents, I do think this may be your toughest challenge as Triple Crown Champion, just compared to what I'm seeing in the ring from Killa and Blake Bradley as of late.
It may well be. I mean, I will say this. I think the simple presence of Blake brings the bar up a level because no one else who has come at this particular title has been on the kind of streak that Blake has been on, if that makes sense. Like none of them were like, hey, I was just Platinum Dragon Champion, and now I'm going after this title. Like, there's – Blake is coming into this match with more to prove than anyone else who I've had to face, right? He just lost a major title. Frankly, he's had a lot of words to say to me. So I think he's going to come in there, and his ego is going to want to be able to, like – be able to say that he took a belt from the franchise. You know, there's a lot going on there. There's a lot to unpack, right? But, I also noticed the gray one over here was, also saying how I might be distracted by my, my main event match, things like that. I'm going to point out this is not the first time I've had multiple matches at a pay-per-view. And more importantly, it is not the first time I've had multiple title shots or title matches at a pay-per-view where one of them was for the world championship. And my record is pretty good at being able to handle that. So, I like to think that I come up to the level that I need to face every challenge I have. If this is a higher challenge than I've had up to date, you're going to see a higher level of Griffith in that match than you've seen to date. That's just the reality.
Yeah, I mean, this is not going to be your first rodeo of going into a pay-per-view with several high-profile matches on your docket. So it's not, I mean, if I had a nickel for every time I asked you, is this match going to distract you, or is this too big of a match load for you? At a pay-per-view, I'd be even richer than I am now. But, that doesn't come into question. That doesn't bother me. The fact that you have so many matches, you're not going to be distracted. You're going to focus on each and every one as it happens. Agreed with you there. But with that being said, ninth possibly going to win the world title for the ninth time. But these may be the strongest world champion we've had since you held that title.
Oh, he is. Hands down.
And this is, he has something to prove. I think he still has something to prove, because a lot of people that win the world title, they still have to prove themselves against top challengers. It doesn't end when you win the title. And you of all people know this, because except for maybe your last run, you lost the title fairly quickly.
Except for my last two runs. My last two runs, I managed to do retentions, and then the last run, I tied the previous record holder for the most consecutive retentions. He did beat me for a number of days, but we are tied for a number of successful defenses.
That's correct.
So yeah, but before that, before those two reigns, I never managed to retain it. I had that belt six times without a single retention.
Yep, That is true. That is absolutely true. It wasn't until those last two times.
And now here's what I'm going to say. Like, look, people are talking about Deez needs to prove himself, the other thing, like, hogwash. The man is at the top of the REWF, the biggest company in the world, and he's now retained the belt twice. Is that correct? Twice or three times?
Say what? How many times has he retained?
How many times has he retained it? Twice, right?
Twice.
All right, so he's had three title matches. He wins it, he retains it, he retains it. He's proven everything he needs to prove. He's done more than 90% of the people that have ever worked in this company have ever done. This man has nothing to prove to anyone. That man is world champion talent. And why do I know that? Because he's the world champion in the toughest company in this industry. So I hear all the people talking about he needs to prove this or that. The other thing. No, he has nothing to prove. And if he thinks – the only person he has anything to prove to is himself, and that's only if he doubts himself. And if he doubts himself, I'll be the first to tell him to stop because he earned that title and he has defended that title multiple times. And it's not – even if it's like, oh, well, he only defended against so-and-so and only defended against so-and-so. Yeah, that person earned a title shot in the toughest company in the world. So there is no such thing as, oh, a walkthrough title shot in the REWF. It doesn't exist. Right? Yeah, he had a really good match against Paragon of Greatness. That's, and maybe Paragon was off. He had a lot of matches tonight. Maybe, who knows? Maybe he just bet that much better. I mean, the Paragon I watched that match is not the Paragon I faced, but that's not here, neither here nor there. This man went to Immortal and faced Paragon of Greatness and retained. If you think I am taking this match anything other than 100% seriously, you're insane. This is going to be one of, if not the hardest challenge I have ever had to take that title. And I have faced people like Mithras. I have faced people like Mordrin. I have faced people like Paragon of Greatness for this title. And I am chalking this up there with those matches. But here's the thing about all of those matches, Deez. I won them.
It is definitely going to be a sight to see the Immortal Griffith challenging Deez for the World Heavyweight Championship in the main event at Radiversary. And I can't wait to see who this was. To me, if Deez wins this match, it even ups what I feel about him as world champion. I have to say that. You know. But at any rate, Griff, any final thoughts on any of your matches at Radiversary?
Well, we only know two of them, right? At this point, we don't know if I'm going to have a Supreme Fighter in time, although it sounds like I might. We will have a tag, but we don't know who that is yet. So we don't really know. I talked about the two matches we know about for sure.
Right.
So,
I could list you the eight people still in contendership for the Powerball, but eight people is a lot,
I mean, I can talk shit about eight people if you want.
Some big names. There could be some big name. There could be a big name coming at you.
Go down the list. We'll name them. I'll talk shit about them. You go to the next one. We'll rapid fire shit talk.
Sure. Real quick. Redneck Avenger.
I just have to distract him with a beer. That match will be short.
Could be Blake Bradley.
Blake Bradley. I just have to show him a milkshake and then pour it on the ground. And while he's crying about the lost revenue, I'll do a pin up. We'll just roll up pin, and that'll be really quick too.
Hobo Ezekiel.
Ooh, that's a tough. Oh no, that's actually no. I know how we take out Hobo. So Hobo, we take out with a fire hose. You just like because he hates water so much. You just drench him, and while he's freaking out, again, you just hit him with a memento mori. That's the end of that.
I don't know if I'll be allowing hoses down to ringside, but okay. Crazy Mama.
Look, I'm sorry. Say that again.
Crazy Mama.
Crazy Mama. I don't know who that is. I mean, her name alone tells you that she's crazy. I don't. How am I supposed to take that seriously? You want me to talk shit about Crazy Mama? Like, this is a person who I don't think has ever been in the top 25 in my time in the company. So I'm not super worried.
Simply the best.
See, I didn't know he was in there. I don't really want to talk shit about Simply the Best. He's a really good guy. I mean, he's not in my league and I will beat him handily, but like, I don't want to talk shit about him.
Nightcrawler.
Oh, well, that's super easy. I'll just go and get one of the power dampeners from S.H.I.E.L.D., and then he won't be able to do anything in the ring, and then I'll just punch him in the face. It'll be super easy.
Karate Bunny.
Oh, God, can I just ask for him to get through? I'd really like that match. I just had a match against him, and it was kind of easy, to be honest. Like the man wants to throw martial arts at me, of all people. Like, it was just adorable.
And last but not least, and certainly the most interesting of these eight, because he's the man you face in the main event for the world title, Deez.
So as much as I wasn't going to talk shit about Deez, you know, in the world title, I will talk shit about him here because I said I was talking shit. Look, goddamn Deez, right? Here's the thing. We're going to go to the match. He's going to just wave his cane at me, and I'm going to be like, yeah, that's nice. And then he's going to pull out his shirt cannon, and he's going to start blasting freaking T-shirts to the crowd, wasting his own profit margin. I don't understand why he does this, but whatever. It makes him happy. And then he's going to turn around, and because he's so distracted by all this stuff with the fans, I'm just going to kick him in the willy, hit him with a stunner, and that's going to be that.
All right. So those are the eight people that will – one of those eight people will face you for the Powerball title at Radiversary. Meanwhile – tomorrow in South Bend, you will take on Boney.
Who?
Boney.
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 That's either really dirty or this man needs to eat some food.
I don't know. I've never asked for an explanation on why he calls himself Boney, but he does. And that is the opponent Randy has chosen for you tomorrow.
I mean, okay, sure. If you want to give me a cakewalk, you can give me a cakewalk. That's fine. I mean, I'm trying to stay in shape, fighting shape for Deez, but okay.
All right. Well, Griff, thank you very much for your time. And we will talk more next week about Radiversary. And hope maybe we might know more about who you will face for your other titles as well.
I'd be nice. Like, you know, some advance notice is always good.
All right. And now you can enjoy your chalupa of greatness.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me forget that.
All right. Speaking of the chalupa of greatness, I mean, the paragon of greatness, let's bring him back in. Paragon?
I mean, you can call me the chalupa of greatness. I've been told by many a female fan that I am an absolute snack.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Mm. Yeah. All right. At any rate, Paragon, you at Radiversary have your hands full. The power player Luke Cage comes a-calling in FUBAR City for the FUBAR City Championship. Talk to me.
I mean, Luke Cage and I've touched on this a little bit in the lead up when we didn't know who our opponents would be. But Luke Cage and I, we have a pretty intense history here in RAWF. We fought tooth and nail for more than one championship, and Luke Cage has in fact defeated me for the national championship, and he's definitely put his money where his mouth is in other title matches as well. We've even had a war for respect in a buried alive match, which a match was at the time it caught a lot of flack for being a little misplaced or unconventional, maybe even a little bit goofy. But you know, that's the thing. That match was years ago and people remember it. Nobody could tell you any other match that happened on that fateful Superstars, but they remember that one. Because for better or for worse, it got people talking. And that's Luke Cage in a nutshell. Whatever he does, it's going to get people talking. He's got one of those magnetic, like, natural charismas that you just can't manufacture in promo classes. You can't create in the lab. This kind of guy, he walks on the stage and eyes are glued to him. People want to see what Luke Cage is going to do. We've proven in the past that the two of us can go to war in this kind of matchup, and I think that it's going to be something that's really exciting to see. I've clearly got a lot to prove still in FUBAR City. I think that even with my defenses against Strangleheart at Immortal, my victory over AF James to claim this championship, there's still some doubters out there that kind of think this is the FUBAR City fluke, if you will. You know, that this is not Paragon's forte. This is not the kind of match that he's designed for, and he's going to be a flash in the pan FUBAR City champion. And we've got somebody like the Power Play, just absolute brutal strength. He came back on the scene relatively recently. He's trying to make a big impact. And, I mean, if I look the wrong way, that impact is going to be a crater from where he slammed me straight down into the street. So I've got to keep my head on straight. I've got to absolutely focus. And the two of us know exactly what each other can bring in this kind of environment. I think that the people that are viewing Rativersary are going to have a FUBAR City match that, much like our encounters in the past, will be something that people will remember and be able to talk about in future years.
I agree. It should be a hell of a match. Looking forward to it at Rativersary, you defending that FUBAR City championship against Luke Cage. Mark Caliber is going into the RAWF Hall of Fame in just 3 weeks. Now, you of all people, you've got plenty of history. There was a really great feud between you and Mark Caliber a few years ago leading up to Immortal. Talk to me about Mark Caliber going to the Hall of Fame and how you feel about that.
I'm not gonna lie. This is a sentimental one. All of these, I think that this is an incredible Hall of Fame class, and all of these people have their special places within the history of this company. But this one, it kind of does feel different, at least to me, because Mark Caliber is somebody who I worked closely with for years before I was in RAWF. He's somebody that I've come to count on. In fact, I could argue that our sister company, Commonwealth Wrestling, run by Mark Caliber, it now has a huge cast of RAWF members within that company, also tearing things up. And I think that a lot of that could be traced back to the recommendations and the glowing responses that I would give about how great Mark ran that company. I think that in a lot of ways, he is as close as a lot of people would say, like he is almost like a brother. Pardon the phrasing. I know I have the opaque brotherhood here in RAWF, but he's almost like a brother over these years. Somebody that I've known and rooted for all of this time. Somebody who I've constantly been excited about his successes, and I've always felt for his failures. And to see a guy like this, who I think is one of the best storytellers in this business, go into the Hall of Fame, it's kind of a validating thing, because I think that a lot of times people will glorify the trash talk or they'll glorify the in-ring prowess, but a lot of times we don't talk about this underappreciated aspect of what makes a great wrestler, and that is the ability to tell a story. And I think that Mark Caliber is a world builder on a class that I don't know if anybody can match. The universe that he can pull you into, the characters, you feel immersed in something more than just a wrestling match when Mark Caliber is on your screen, and that's something that I think goes underappreciated a lot of these days, and I'm glad to see him getting the recognition that he deserves.
Agreed. All right. So, Paragon, you're off to a good start here in this rankings period, as we read off early in the program. But tomorrow on Superstars in the South Bend, you're facing another man who's also off to a great start in Uber Vegan TPO. Anything, any words for the Uber one?
Well, we were just talking about the various aspects, individual aspects of a professional wrestler. I tell you, Uber Vegan is one of those people that is going to go down remembered as a masterclass technician. And I fancy myself a technician as well. I think that it's going to be an interesting matchup. check the taco truck, see if they've got a vegan chalupa of greatness. I'll bring one down to ringside for you, buddy. Let's have a good match.
You want me to make a vegan chalupa?
Beans and cheese, my friend.
No, I mean, I'll work on it.
All right. Well, Paragon, thank you for your time. Hate to move you on along, but we got a couple more people to get to before the show. So any final thoughts on anything you'd like to discuss real quick?
I think that, I'm excited about Radiversary. We've got a couple of weeks to talk about history. I know that we're on a time crunch, so I'm going to let you go.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. Indeed. Paragon of Greatness looking to make FUBAR City history in FUBAR City in just 3 weeks' time. All right. Our next guest, we talked about him earlier, how he may have bitten off more than he can chew tomorrow on Superstars. We find out, but let's talk to...
How well everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is Albatross Unlimited. Albatross, I don't know if that's the song you want to come into every time you call in. If you want another song, you need to send me something. But Albatross, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Albatross Unlimited, everybody. You kind of been jawjacking with Blake F. and Bradley ever since the scene was up earlier. And, we talked about when you first came in, it was the Lion's Den, and I think you may have picked one of the bigger lions this time. Are you up for the challenge of Blake Effin Bradley tomorrow on Superstars?
I guess we'll have to wait and find out and see what happens tomorrow.
Now, wait a minute. That's not the way you were talking out in the chat. You sounded more confident all of a sudden. Now, come on now. That's not how it works. Tell me how you really feel.
No, he is a tool bag, but actually it really started earlier in the tournament that I was in, the Platinum Dragons tournament. So that's where it all started at earlier.
You updated us earlier. You just lost out to Big Papa, so that was an update for the Xanther tournament. But still, you got in. You got a couple rounds in. That's pretty good. Nothing to sneeze at. But Blake Bradley, that should be an interesting challenge for you. And it, like I said, when we read the rankings, you were not in the top 25, but it's very, very early. And, a big win over Blake Bradley tomorrow. And you never know. We might be reading your name off here when the finals come up. But so talk to me about your experience thus far in RAWF. How are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying your time in RAWF?
Yeah, so far it hasn't been too bad. You got to work up, everything going on. So I'm tag partners with... I can't remember his name right off my top of my head.
Did you just forget your tag partner's name, really?
No, you have a lot going on, Elvick, and it's kind of hard to keep everything, Blake Bradley kind of got me riled up earlier, so it's kind of hard to keep all my duds in a row, or my birds, duds, birds, they're all, they're all birds, so, or duds, they all have wings, so...
Fair enough. I don't have to look the list to find out who you're facing tomorrow. We all know it's Blake Bradley. So anything you'd like to say to Blake now that you're on air and he was around, but I'm sure he'll listen to the rest of it. So what do you have to say to Blake Bradley now that you have the opportunity?
I don't know. He tries to kind of ruffle my feathers, but, maybe I should be there in the voice kind of situation. like your SSD better than Wars do.
Oh, there you go. And by the way, your tag partner is the Margaritaville Mahler.
Well, that does ring a bell.
He's killing me.
All right. Well, fair enough. Fair enough. Well, tomorrow it will be you versus Blake Bradley of a featured challenge match tomorrow in South Bend. And then, of course, we have Radiversary coming up in 3 weeks, the 10th anniversary of RAWF, of which you've only been apart for a couple of months now, a cup of coffee compared to the 10 years. But I'm sure you have any thoughts on Radiversary and who you might like to face.
Hadn't really got that much thought yet. I have to got a couple of weeks to kind of think about that, you know. I'm sure somebody will ruffle my feathers and maybe try to, I don't know. Maybe I should see how I do against Blake. Maybe my ranking always up. Maybe I can, I don't know. Isn't it if you're in the top 25, you could challenge for a title, and that's the way it goes?
You can open, yes, if you get into the top 25, the final top 25, yeah.
Oh, the final. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm learning. I'm slowly learning, so. Well, take it a step at a time, so.
All right. Well, I wish you good luck. Any questions for Albatross Unlimited, El Vacant?
No.
All right.
Are you gonna bring the taco truck to the Hall of Fame, El Vacant?
The taco truck is at every RAW event. Actually, multiple taco trucks are at every RAW event.
The ones at Immortal actually were pretty decent, so you may have to tune up your game for, you know, it's the 10th anniversary. You may have to beef up your taco trucks for the special, you know, Radiversary event.
Well, we have a tradition here. I'll give you something to shoot for. We have a tradition here. When someone gets their first major title in RAWF, they get to work with me to add a menu item to the truck. So there you go. Go out, get out there, get good. Win your first major title, and then you too can add a menu item to the El Bacon Taco Truck Empire.
How about some Mexican wings?
Did it? You gotta win one first. You can't come up. You gotta win first.
That's an idea, but okay.
I'm just saying, when keep your ideas. You gotta keep them yourself, because like if you spout them out there, somebody else might take it and name it after themselves when they win a chance. So you wanna get your idea and keep it close to your dirty little wrestling heart, so that when you get the chance, you can be like, here's my ideas.
All right.
All right. Well, there you go.
I actually do owe Enigma an item. I gotta work with him.
Yep. Enigma Burrito. That name just scares me for some reason, but okay. All right, Albatross, thank you for your time, and good luck to you tomorrow against Blake Bradley, sir. I think it would be a signature win for you if you were able to pull that one off. So we'll see what happens, and good luck.
All righty.
That was Albatross Unlimited, and, you know, We'll see. I like his spunk. He's certainly not afraid to call anybody out.
Not putting stink in the burrito. Never mind.
Well, you might have to. You might have to make
mm-hmm.
a burrito for.
Mm-hmm. That is never going to be an ingredient in my truck.
What, Albatross? What did he say?
Spunk.
Oh. Nah. Yeah, I know. All right. Anyhow, moving right along, let's bring on our reigning estrogen tag team, Ultimate Gauntlet, and Champions Choice champion. She is.
Mm-hmm.
summoned the first class lass. Maeve O'Hare is joining us. Maeve Four Bells says, if you will. Maeve, good evening.
Good evening, Mothman. Vacant, I've got a bone to pick with you.
What did I do now?
When I started winning gold, I were told that you only get a title, or you only get a thing named after you in the truck if it's the world title, because I asked you where my item were.
Correct.
And now it's any major title.
But yes, it changed about 6 months ago. No, we changed it about six months ago. So I actually do owe you one because you have a major title now. There's a few people I need to catch up with. You are one of them. STB is one of them. Blake is actually one of them, although being that he is a spokesperson for a rival truck, I probably will not give him one because screw that guy. So I do owe you one. It's true. But wait, no, I did.
How you keep
one
involved,
we,
man?
No, we had one for you. We had the whole the potato thing with the tater tots.
That weren't for me. That weren't for me. That were for St. Porrig's Day.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, I had you in mind, but you're right. It was technically for. That's fair. All right, but no, we owe you one. Yeah, sure. You got to work with me on what you think it should be, and we got to work on a name. It can't be in Gaelic because I need to be able to say it.
You speak 17 languages and not one of them's Gaelic.
No, because I believe in consonants and vowels in equal proportion. I don't speak Welsh either.
The Welsh don't even speak Welsh.
That's fair.
How are you doing, Bolson?
I'm wonderful. Are you two done now?
Never.
Okay. Just making
I'm done.
Sure. So, Maeve, of course, you one of the four belts that currently are in your possession is the Champion's Choice Championship. Have you given any thought to who will be challenging you for that title at Radiversary?
I've given it some thought. I'm not sure if I'm going to open it up to the Peanut Gallery or if I'm just going to pick someone at random. But I'll have an answer for you by next week.
All right. You heard her, Elvacant. She promised an answer by next week.
She did. True. I heard her. She said words
all right.
from her mouthful.
There you go. Well, that covers that on. Estrogen Championship will be on the line, but we have no idea. It could be one of four former Estrogen champions, or it could be someone of your choosing. All depends on how the Biatch of the Month plays out. I mean, let's say...
Oh, Enigma.
You can't choose Enigma.
Enigma. I can't choose Enigma for the Estrogen title, but he's out there running his mouth about my Champion's Choice belt. Tell you what, Enigma. You keep doing whatever it is you're doing, and after Radiversary, I might have something in my date book for you for Philadelphia Freedom.
Oh, we're talking about Philadelphia Freedom already. Hey, now that's still 3 months away. Can we let's just slow down, folks? Let's slow down. We'll see what happens. But Enigma just likes to call everybody out. So I, you know,
that's
whatever
true.
You want.
you'd think that at this point Enigma would know better than to try calling out a Godslayer, but apparently some of us don't learn as quick as others.
So I'm certainly not going to say this has happened. Let's say that Davila gets past you in this round and moves on to face DW. You got Davila, DW, Wildfire, and Crazy Mama, all former Estrogen champions. Which one would you like to see across me in the ring at Radiversary?
I mean, assuming that Dev gets past me, which is not out of the realm of possibility because Dev's a hell of a fighter, it would be gratifying to see Dev win the whole thing because then it makes me feel a little better about not being able to move on past Dev. But given those four, I think I'd most like to see Wildfire win it. Because she ain't been in title consideration for a while. We hadn't seen her going after belts. And I always appreciate seeing someone either do something for the first time or make some noise when they've been quiet for a while. So assuming that it's not me picking out of the entire pack, I'd like to see Wildy win it all. So good luck to you, Wildy.
All right. And of course, she faces Crazy Mama in one semifinal. DW will face the winner between you and Davila.
Hey, English, go watch that match, and then maybe you'll have some idea who Crazy Mama is. All I know is that I'm pretty sure she's one of B17 exes, so I can't help you there.
All right. But at any rate, that is the estrogen title picture, and we did not get a report from Unstoppable tonight, so we have no idea what the tag team title picture is going to look like 3 weeks out. So
it don't matter.
And then, of course, the gauntlet. That's always depending on how things are going in the gauntlet. And as you heard Paragon's report. Sounds like things are getting.
I heard Paragon report, and that once again, none of these folks can get it done. It's only 5 matches in a row. What, like it's hard?
Damn. You know.
I mean, I did it.
You did? You did. You did indeed. I guess really not much to talk about Radiversary unless you have a comment on anybody in the Hall of Fame. Let's talk about, I tell you what, I know you were quite fond of the Great Red Dragon. And his performance and what he accomplished here in RAWF. Talk to me about how you feel about the Great Red Dragon. Huh?
That don't sound right. I mean, I'm happy to talk about Dragon Lad. But no, I were never one of those that got all swoony and misty-eyed over his voice. I honestly... Maybe it's just because he's a Yank. It never did much for me. Maybe one of the other lasses in the chat can explain it to me, because I never thought that it were much to write home about. He's a good fella. I like him, and I definitely think that he has well earned his place in the Hall of Fame, but. Greatest male voice in all of Unstoppable? That's a steep mountain to climb. But I've got nothing against Dragon. I think he's a good fella. Occasionally unfortunate in his choice of friends, but who ain't? So I think he's well earned it, and I know, despite everything, he's actually quite modest and. Won't brag on himself about all the other things that he's done to deserve it. So I'm glad that the Hall of Fame committee recognized everything that he's contributed to RAWF.
All right. Would you like to know who Randy chose for you for Superstars? I know you and Randy are kind of, and he has a, you're not quite happy with him these days, are you?
I mean, on the plus side, at least I know that it ain't my tag partner this time. Heck's sake.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because we already know who English is facing.
I wouldn't be the first time Randy decided to give somebody 2 matches just to mess with people.
Oh, don't give him ideas. But yes, by all means, let's see what Randy's got planned for me.
You, the estrogen champion, will be taking on the reigning men's champion, and of course in non-title action, but it is rankings action. You'll be facing Dr. Kent.
Have we ever figured out what he's a doctor of?
That's somebody else.
You know, that's not even a real degree. I've never found a school that gives that out.
It's fair enough.
All right.
But
well,
Dr. Kent. Interesting. I don't know. I feel like we need some sort of gimmick for it, because it's the men's champion versus the women's champion. Shame we can't do a good housekeeping match.
Yeah, no. I think we'll pass. I think think it should just be a regular. Yeah, I know. But nice try there. Nice try, Maeve. But at anywho, that is your opponent tomorrow in South.
I appreciate history.
Ah, good housekeeping, Matt. Good Lord. Jeff, what was it? Jeff Jarrett in China, wasn't it?
It were.
Uh-huh. See? I do have some. I do remember
I'm
some
glad,
things.
I'm glad to see that you haven't lost all your faculties yet, Bossman.
Not yet.
Are you looking forward to going back to your hometown?
I always love going back to Fubar City. You know it. Always looking. Radiversary is probably my favorite pay-per-view of the year. And just because, and that is part of the reason, because we always go home to Cleveland when we go to, when we do Radiversary. So 10 years, oh boy. And I know it's only been, what, 3.5 for you at this point, but still, what's your favorite memory of RAWF thus far in your career?
I mean, I could say one of the titles, but that seems like cheating. I think my favorite memory of RAWF was when Hobo forced Sheik to retire. That was good time. So, congratulations once again, Hobo. We're all very proud of you.
All right, but at any
for you to go through your entire memory bank English, we'd still be sitting here this time next year.
She has a point, Griff, and to be fair, you know, I can't, if I ask everybody tonight, then I won't have people to ask next week. So
you got to pace it out.
I'm trying to pace it out, not ask every single person. So, with that being said,
you heard
Maeve,
it here first, folks. He's trying not to blow his load all at once. Good night, Bossman.
That was.
Right there.
Yeah.
You good?
Maeve O'Hare, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Next up. This one, wasn't expecting him, but he shows up at the last second. So let's bring on a man who will be challenging for the Midnight Hobo title at Radiversary. Ladies and gentlemen, he is. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one and only Hotshot Chaz to After Hours. Chaz, good evening.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hola. How you been?
So, Chaz.
Hola.
I want to bring up a sore spot for you, but I feel I have to.
Right out of the gate, you're just going to, all right.
Well, because his reaction to it, you know, he was pretty upset. You were pretty upset after the loss to Enigma for the Superstars title a couple of weeks ago. Have you had time to cool off and rethink and feel better about it, realize it was just, you know, one more setback to overcome, or are you still upset about it?
Well, I mean, I'm a little upset because obviously I wanted to be the champion of both radio and television, you know, the true multimedia champion. But I'm I'm primarily focused on Radiversary. You know, I got myself a title shot, and it's a major title, so, you know, kind of want to work for that taco endorsement there.
Well, I mean, you still, you know, despite the setbacks, first of all, you're the After Hours champion. That's something, right?
That's something. That's a start.
I mean, and you've looked, every time you've defended that title, which I believe has at least been twice, you've been pretty dominant. I mean, that title win, what was it? Was it last week or a couple weeks ago? Was very impressive. So, I mean, it's not like you're not capable of this. And now you got an opportunity at the Midnight Hobo Championship against Nightcrawler. And I mean, surely you're amped up about this. You're not, you know. I know you feel like it's been one defeat after another, but I mean, it's not like you aren't one of the top superstars in RAWF. You are. The numbers prove that out. And everyone,
I said it before. I can beat anybody in this company, and I have. I mean, you know, it's just for titles. It's not always in my favor, but you know. I'm going to keep trying. Never say quit. Never. Never say die. I'm like a Goonie.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that because, you know, I know how upset you were and, you know, things that you said. It seemed like you were pretty distraught. And so I'm glad to hear that you had, you know, just needed some time to cool down and you just look forward to the next challenge, which, of course, is NC. So talk to me about facing Nightcrawler. Considering, you know, he's your friend, he's your ally for the Midnight Hobo Championship at Radiversary.
That's right. Just because we're family doesn't mean we're going to go easy on each other. All right. I mean, that's one thing about Anarchy. Like, we'll fight everybody, but we fight each other, too. It's equal. It's, you know, it's. Just battleground. We just ground and pound. It's just our style.
Well, there you go. And you know, the good news about this, at least for Anarchy, is that the title will remain with Anarchy no matter which one of you win at Radiversary. But, you know, that could very well be your breakout win. And a lot of us are hoping for you. No offense against NC, because I'm a big fan of both of you. But, you know, if that is your breakout victory for a major championship at Radiversary, then, you know, so be it. That means bigger things are going to happen. So anything to say to NC? I know he's out there. At least he was out there listening. Anything to say to NC before this big matchup?
NC, brother, I'm coming at you full force. You know what I'm capable of. You know that I'm focused and I'm ready. I don't know what else to say, but yeah, it's Radiversary, you and me. It's on.
All right, so Chaz, I'm looking here at the list that Randy made up for tomorrow's superstars. There you are, taking on Metalhead. Ryan Osborne is your chosen opponent tomorrow. And I would say will be fairly easy, but then again, I don't want to jinx anybody. So your thoughts on facing Ryan Osborne?
I like Ryan Osborne. You know, he's a great guy. I don't know. I can't really say too many bad things about him, and I it's not like me to really say bad things about anybody, but, you know, I always like to pick on some of those. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to take that lightly. You know, like any rankings match, I will go full force, you know, try to keep my spot in the rankings, you know, and just do my best.
There you go. That's all you can do. Any questions for Hotshot Chaz over here?
No, I mean, you kind of covered what I would have asked. I mean, I'm glad to see that he's, you know, keeping his head up and moving forward. Like I said earlier, you know, it was all going to depend how I rebounded from last pay-per-view, how I think he's going to perform in his next pay-per-view. I'm glad to see that he's in the headspace he's in. And that being said, look, I'm pulling for him. I think he's on the right path here.
Agreed. All right, Chaz, thank you for joining us tonight. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
No, just, you know, just whatever.
All right. Chaz is, I can tell you've calmed down, you've relaxed. That's a good thing because, you know, you were pretty upset. I was worried about that, and I wondered if I needed to step in and talk to you. But apparently you've bounced back as you have, as you want to do. So we'll see your skills on display tomorrow against Ryan Osborne. And we'll talk more down the line about the big match at Radiversary against Nightcrawler for that Midnight Hobo title. Good luck, sir.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's one thing is I love to win. I hate to lose, obviously. You know, so... Radiversary, of course, my one focus, you know, in the words of Raiders owner Al Davis, just win, baby.
All right. And from being a Raiders fan myself, I always appreciate a good Al Davis quote. So thank you, Chaz, and good luck to you tomorrow against Ryan Osborne. All right, Elevation.
Thank you very much, Al.
We are getting a rare visit tonight. Elvagan haven't heard from this man in quite a while, but he is one of the prime examples of RAWF over the years. He's been here since the beginning, and although he is kind of on a break from RAWF, it's good to hear from him, especially this time of year. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome RAWF Hall of Famer. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program Mithras the Title Machine. Mithras, good evening, sir.
Hey, Amadeus, how are you? Sorry about my rough voice here, but having a little vocal problems, but how are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Good to hear from you. Of course, if those of you who may not know, Mithras currently on a break from RAWF competition, which is, it was very weird to have an Immortal pay-per-view, Mithras, because it was the first time we'd had an Immortal pay-per-view without Mithras the Title Machine on it. But, you know, first time in 10 years, that's a big thing, because you've been in the company pretty much since day one over the last 10 years. And I would, personally for me, if there was a Mount Rushmore of RAWF, you would definitely be on it. So that's how important you've been to RAWF over the years. But it's good to hear from you, sir. How are you doing? And what have you been doing in your off time?
Well, thank you. That's quite a memorial thing there. I do appreciate it. You know, it's hard actually being away from the mothership, so to speak. But I really have reached, you know, limits on my ability to contribute positively. And, you know, sometimes you just need a break to refresh and recharge. And we're on the way. It's still early. It's only a few months. But I want to fall in and just, you know, as one of the, as you said, one of the longer-term members, just say, you know, thank you for all you've done for RAWF. You have been talking about what other people have done. And I hope, I haven't been listening for most of the show, but I hope the message was loud and clear that a deep amount of gratitude is due to you. And one of the things I find neat or coolest is that it's interesting to see how the company's changed after all these years, all the, you know, the different pay-per-views and everything being refined and actually having GMs who are interested in refining things and not just saying, well, we've done it this way for 5 years, so we'll do it. No, I mean, you know, things have changed, and that's good. You know, one of the reasons for my taking a break, as you know, I think we talked about it privately at least, is that I wanted to see other people, you know, other people develop into superstars and get into the top rankings. And actually, while I was in the green room, I was looking at the rankings, and in particular, the current rankings, not the official ones from last time, which are pretty good, but the current ones are really pleasing to me, are satisfying to me to see the names that are up there. I mean, they're not rookies by any stretch. They are definitely accomplished superstars, but not people that you see every month in the top five. And, you know, not to be a jackass, but I was always in the top five for quite a while. And that spot needed to open. Well, you know, I mean, be honest. But it just proves the point that it opened up spots for other people, and I'm glad to see that. And I think that's, you know, not, again, not to be a jackass, but I think that's best for the company to keep a little bit of churn on that list. So yeah, Deez and I have remained in the tags division. We had been doing pretty well until this current round, but in any event, we've been having some fun there. And you know, just to kind of, I don't know if people know this, but there's been some stress and controversy over the years. But those are just details, and that stuff doesn't matter. What matters is, you know, L.A., you've been running this shop for 10 years, and you've been running it in a hell of a way, and I think, as I say, everybody should be grateful to you for that, because you don't have to do this, you know? And so thank you.
Well, thank you, Mithras. I appreciate the kind words, and you know, it's been a long time, 10 years, and it's been a lot of work. But the payoff is, you know, I have fun doing it, and that's why I do it, because I know a lot of people enjoy it. So,
Good. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, I thank you. But I wanted to ask you something, because at Radiversary, you do have a small part to play, as you will be inducting Simply the Best into the RAWF Hall of Fame. He has asked you, and you have accepted the job of being the one to induct him. And I'm not asking you to do that say much of your speech tonight, but
right.
You know, your initial thoughts on STB going into the Hall of Fame.
See, this is one of those situations where it's kind of like behind the scenes connections. I've known STB from pretty much the first month I was in WU. So, and most people wouldn't make that connection at all. Like, why is it Mithras and STB? There's no connection. Oh, yes, there is. And we've been in stables together, obviously in companies together, and in RAWF together. And so, you know, that was the reason why, because I think he knew me the best in RAWF. And get it? You mean that line?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you know, dad humor. Anyways, my point is that he has had, almost a quintessential experience and career in RAWF in terms of, you know, hitting high points and having to regroup and then hitting more high points. And if you think about it, that's the story of many of the RAWF, if not most, of the RAWF wrestlers. And so he's maintained his composure. He's in many ways something I aspire to. And I think he sets a great example. His tights are a little strange, and I'm going to have the Mithras production crew get on him about the wardrobe. But, you know, we can let that pass.
Oh, please, please. He's worn those same tights for 20 years. I mean, without those tights, nobody would know who he is. Let's face it.
Because
no one's ever seen his face.
Well, true. And I guess it was me who mentioned that Griff has held the tag titles for, 300 years now? And I think that's how long Simply the Best has had those flowery tights. And, you know, what are you going to do? Although every time I see them, I think of Cindy Brady.
Oh, gosh. That's a visual I could have done without. But
think about it. Didn't the girl's bedroom have like prints like that or something? I don't know.
I wouldn't know. I'm not old enough to remember the Brady Bunch, right? No.
They have reruns. They have reruns.
I'm lying. Unfortunately, I do remember the Brady Bunch.
Me too. I know you do. But anyways, it's a lovely story about a man named Brady. But in any case, Simply the Best is really something, and not just I hope people aspire to his standards and how he conducts himself in many ways. Well, he and I were actually in one of the DGA stables together. Now that's a weird thing.
Wow.
That was a weird one.
Wow. I know. The DGA.
Yeah. Remember that?
How could I forget them? I've never been one big for USL, Mithras, this you know, and I still know the DGA. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, Wildfire was in one of the sister stables with me for a while. So she cannot deny it because I'm the witness. And if anything mysterious happens to me, you know it's Wildy, you know, trying to get me to shut up about her experience with the DGA stable. But we had some good people there too. I mean, they weren't all Benny. You know, they weren't all, or I should say TPG. In fact, no one was TBT except TBG and his, you know, million associates. He may not have been the brightest guy. I'm not sure he was bred. So in any event, so I just want to call in and say thank you. And yes, it's actually an honor for me to induct. Not just induct STB, but also to be present in that anniversary show.
All right, and we look forward to seeing you there and listening to hearing what you have to say about STB before he gets inducted. So, all right, well, Mithras, thank you very much for the kind words and joining us this evening, gracing us with your presence. And if we don't talk to you before that, we will see you again at Radiversary, sir.
Oh, hey, can I just have a question for you and Nate?
Okay.
I have a production in mind, actually almost completed, about storylining and kind of trash talking, but I think trash talking is kind of off in another stratosphere. And I was wondering if anybody would be interested in me putting that out. Would it be useful? And even, you know, kind of providing advice as needed, like casually. I don't want to do anything formal because I have a habit of not following through on formal things. But casually, I feel like I've got some time now that I'm on hiatus, and I'd like to provide that. So if anybody's interested, let me know, and we'll put it out, and I'll let you know when it's there.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
And I think any advice on storylining coming from you should be well taken because you're one of the best. All right.
Well, thank you.
So,
that's very kind.
With that being said, I think that takes Mithras's promo out of the way. Is there anybody else who'd like to promo? El Vacant, anything you'd like to promote?
Buy more tacos.
Yeah.
Look, I got a lot of donkeys to support. Buy more tacos.
All right. Thank you, El Vacant. Chaz, is there anything you'd like to promote? Chaz? Going once?
Chaz.
All right, apparently not. Paragon, anything you'd like to promote?
After Hours Viagra for when you want to extend the show.
God damn it.
Thank you, Paragon.
God damn it.
Judge, is there anything you'd like to promote?
Paragon, there's no, can't, yeah, there's nothing, you can't follow that, yeah.
All right, thank you, Judge. And I think last but not least, the Immortal Griffith.
RAWF fans, and more importantly, RAWF locker room members, do you find yourself unable to break into the top 10 of the rankings? Do you find yourself winning match after match after match, but not being able to grab that brass ring at the end? Well, we here at RAWF are proud to announce that Mithras is offering to tell you how not to suck on the mic. That's right, not sucking on the mic. It's a big deal around here, trust me. So if you find yourself with a winning record but a losing ranking, we suggest that you approach Mithras humbly, hat in hand, to say, Mithras, please tell me how I suck. And if you're lucky, he will fix you.
All righty. Thank you, Griffith. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to finish off the show with another classic RAWF commercial spot. And after that, we will go off the air. But thank you all for joining us. This has been RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. We should be back next week with more 10th anniversary updates, as well as Radiversary updated rankings and Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament updates. All that and much, much more, hopefully next week. Ladies and gentlemen, good night.
Hi, this is Mithras the Title Machine, owner of the letter M Worldwide, and, according to my script here, I'm a wrestling god. Over the last couple of years since Mephestra, the calming relief for Wrestler Unstoppable's many stresses, was released onto the market, we have seen a significant drop in drama in WU that can be specifically attributed to the use of Mephestra. However, our research has indicated that in certain individuals and situations, Mephestra's effectiveness can sometimes not be enough. This is why we are introducing Mephestra Extra Strength. For those times when you feel overwhelmed by the frustrations of inbox stalking, god modding, or boring Hall of Fame scenes that refuse to disappear from your feed, Mephestra Extra Strength is produced right here in the heartland of America, Stillwater, Oklahoma, the home of the world's largest testicle festival. It's made of nearly all natural ingredients and is put through a rigorous testing procedure before finding its way into your medicine cabinet. Let's take a look at some of those results with the testimony of some real unstoppable wrestlers.
Hey, this is Fred Starr. Before I started taking Mephestra Extra Strength, I was getting pretty upset with some of these no-talent idiots here in Unstoppable. I nearly quit several times to go play DC Legends exclusively. But now I'm rejuvenated and can handle all these moronic douchebags trying to tick me off because I take Mephestra Extra Strength. Thanks, Mephestra.
Hey, y'all, this is Bubs Revelator, and God knows before I started taking Mephestra, I wanted to take my shotgun and fill all these idiots and crybabies with lead. But now, since taking Mephestra Extra Strength, I can sit back and laugh at all these redneck wannabes who just wish they could be as talented and beautiful and awesome and witty and, oh, did I mention beautiful? As me. Thanks, Mephestra.
Hello, this is Paragon of Greatness, star of stage, ring, and screen. With my hectic schedule these days, it's easy for me to get frustrated with all the drama queens. Not just in Wrestler Unstoppable, but in Hollywood as well. You wouldn't believe what a diva Kate Upton is. Not as much of a diva as Susie the Elf, but that's another story altogether. However, thanks to Mephestra Extra Strength, I'm a lot more calm and can manage this stressful schedule a lot easier. I now have what it takes to be an even bigger megastar in the squared circle and in the box office. Thanks, Mephestra.
There you have it, folks. Mephestra, extra strength. Worked for them. Now let it work for you. Take it from me, Mithras, the title machine. Mephestra, extra strength, will help you live a happier, more fulfilling life in Wrestler Unstoppable. Let the glass-jawed bullies, luck jobbers, whiners, complainers, and drama llamas enjoy their misery while you have Mephestra, extra strength.
Warning, Mephestra can cause symptoms such as diarrhea, nausea, backache, frontache, heartache, anal seepage, anal leakage, and general butthurt. Do not use Mephestra if you use heavy machinery, drive a tractor, read comic books, play dodgeball, sell Girl Scout cookies, flagellate more than twice a day, or listen to any show hosted by Hollywood Recruit.